We're doing the Gemara Brachot, we're in Ein Yaakov. Technically, this is the bottom of page Lamed Gimel in the Talmud. In the standard Ein Yaakov editions, it's page Samachay Samad Beis, the top of the page, page 136. It says Tzadi Zayin in the beginning. Amar Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina taught, Hakol Bidei Shemayim. What does the word Hakol mean? Everything. What does Bidei mean? In the hand. Oh, and what does Shemayim mean?
Heaven.
So we know that heaven is a reference to God. God has a hand. Everything is in the hands of heaven. We'll continue. Chutz, except from Meyiras Shemayim. What does that mean? From the fear of heaven. So everything is in the hands of heaven, except for our fear of heaven. Whether you'll wake up in the morning alive or dead, that's in the hand of heaven. Is that what it's talking about? Whether you'll be healthy, whether you'll be wealthy, that's in the hands of heaven. Is that what it's talking about here? Let's see. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says when Moshe is giving his last speeches to the Jewish people, he says, V'ata Yisrael, now Israel, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach, what is God, Hashem your God asking of you? Ki im le'yir'a et Hashem Elokecha. What's God asking? Well, God wants of you is to be a God-fearing person. So, what does Moshe mean? What's God asking you? Only that. Atu yirat shamayim milta zututahi? Is the fear of heaven really something so small? What do you mean? Moshe says, what's God asking? Only to be God-fearing people. That's it, Israel. So what does it mean, that's it? V'amar Rabbi Chanina mishum Rashbi. Oh, we have Rashbi here today. It's fitting, like Bomer. Rabbi Chanina said, in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, en lakadosh baruch hu bebet gnazav, ela otzar shel yirat shamayim. God keeps nothing in his storage house other than storage of God-fearingness. That's what God holds on to. You know, you ask, what does God have in his treasury? In his treasury is our God-fearingness. Shneimaz, the Pasuk says, Yirat Hashem Yotzaro. Fear of God, that's what God treasures. So what is Moshe telling the Jewish people? Listen up. All God's asking of you is to be God-fearing people. What does that mean? Answers the Talmud, In legabe Moshe milta zututahi. Yeah, for Moshe, that was a small thing. Dama Rabbi Chanina, like Rabbi Chanina taught, Mashal Adam Shemvakshin Meno Kli Gadol VeYesh Lo Dmei Alav Kekli Katan. If someone asks you for a big vessel and you have it, so then it's like something small. Katan VeEin Lo Dmei Alav Kekli Gadol. They ask you for a small vessel and you don't have it. It seems like a big vessel. And before we focus on the Gemara, I want you first to know this last line in the Gemara is a very important line. People take on huge mortgages. People figure, what's the big deal for me to pay $50,000 a month now? I'm making $100,000 a month. Yeah, when you have the big vessel and someone asks you for it, it's a joke. But if someone asks you for a dime and you're standing in the middle of Shabbos and a guy holds you up and says, your money or your life, and you say, honest, I got nothing, it's a Saturday. And he says, listen here, I'll believe you don't have $100 on you, but a $20. And you say, believe me, I got nothing. You start emptying out your pockets. He says, a $5, a single, a quarter. You got nothing? When you don't have it, then even a nickel is a lot. When you do have it, so then even $50,000 a month could seem small. But we have to maintain that perspective. Because people will often lock themselves into a situation where they're obligating themselves to $50,000 a month and they're not taking into account, hey, wait a second, maybe the economy is going to change. And then it's not so easy to come up with this kind of money. People have a tendency to feel if they have money, they'll always have money. It's not true. The fact that something seems easy now only means that the $50,000 this month you got. No one's telling you about next month. Very often they try to convince you to buy into something, they show you a graph. Look, it's been going up and up and up. All you know is that it's been going up and up and up. It's not telling you what will be tomorrow. No one knows what will be tomorrow. So the last line of the Gemara is an important, even though it seems like, yeah, obviously. No, a lot of people err on this last point of the Gemara. Okay, now let's go back to the Gemara. What's going on here? So, we could understand it the way I said, but Rashi doesn't seem to understand that way. Let's look at Rashi on the top left. We're learning this a little different than we learned previous sugiyot, because this is very important. This is pivotal to Jewish philosophy. What does God control and what doesn't God control? Why is this described as being in God's hands? So let's see. Rashi says, Hakol, everything is in the hands of heaven other than whether you'll be a God-fearing person or not. Says Rashi, Kol ha-ba'al ha-adam bidei shamayim hu. Bidei shamayim hu ba. anything that comes on a person comes from heaven. Kegon, aroch v'katzar, whether you'll be tall or short, ani ashir, wealthy, poor, poor, wealthy, chacham shote, smart or fool, lavan shachor, white or black, hakol b'dei shamayim, everything is controlled. Nothing happened by coincidence. Aval tzadik v'rasha, no ba'al yedei shamayim. But whether you'll be righteous or not, that's in your hand. God controls other things. You have to try, you have to work. If you try, whether you'll be successful or not, is in God's hands. You could decide, I won't try. And then you won't get it, right?
Or you get really lucky. Say, you know what? Anyway.
Could be. A guy's supposed to have $1 million. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. So God will have him hit by a car and then he'll get in medical insurance. Yeah, it could happen. But that's quite a price to pay. You know, he might be in a wheelchair the rest of his life. It could be. Et zo masar kadosh baruch hu biyado shel adam. This is what God gave in man's hands. V'natan lo bet drachim. God gave us two paths. We have to choose which path we're going on. The person has to remember that. We have to choose the path of life, the path of years, shemayim. There's a famous story that a guy once came to the Rav. I think it was the Brisker Rav. He asked him, how are you? So the man says, thank God, I'm fine, I'm healthy, the family's healthy. And the Rav said, and how are you? And the man said, thank God, Parnas is doing well, and everything's okay. And the Rav said, and how are you? The man's thinking, thank God, I'm okay. So the rabbi said, and how are you? So, how are you doing? The guy says, Rabbi, what do you want? He says, all these are God's doing. How are you doing? The only thing you're doing is whether you're a God-bearing person or not. Everything else, you're healthy or not, you don't control. Whether you're wealthy or not, all that's not in your control. You can try. Many have tried and have been successful. Many have tried and have been unsuccessful. So Rashi over here seems to explain that way. You'll see in parentheses, they quote that Rashi in Megillah explains that fear of heaven God gave into man's hands so that he prepare his heart to be a God-fearing person. And even though God could prepare our own hearts, as the pasuk says, we say in prayer that we are like the clay in the hands of the potter where it can be fashioned. So God says also, I will remove the heart of stone from you. Nonetheless, ordinarily God leaves that up to us. So this seems to be one understanding here, right? Rashi seems to say everything's in heaven's hands other than whether we'll be God-fearing or not. Question number one is that there's another Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hakol bidei shemayim, everything is in the hands of heaven, chutz mitzinim pachim, except for hot and cold. If it's cold outside, and you choose to go out without a sweater, that's in your hands. You had a choice." And Rashi over there explains, it's not just a question of hot and cold. There are areas where a person can't protect himself, and it's his job. And a person can't say, God, if you want me to be warm, I'll be warm. So what if it's cold outside? A person can't say, God, if you want me to be cool, I'll be cool. You can choose how you dress up in the morning. And there are areas of nature where we do have control. Are these two quotes arguing? So it's one question. Let's look at Tosfos.
Isn't there like a mitzvah not to try God?
Yeah. So Tosa says, "Hakol bidei shemayim, everything is in the hands of heavens." Perush, kol midotav shel adam kvuot im yechalash o gibor ashir oni aroch o katzar nei o chaur velo dami lehakol bidei shemayim chutz metzinim pachim. Last three lines of Tosa says, this isn't like what we said in other Gemara that everything is in the hands of heavens aside from heat and cold. Dehi meoraot umikre hanigzar al haadam midayom biyomo. Because that's talking about what happens in our life every day. This Gemara is talking, says Tosis, midotav shel adam. What traits? Why is a person going to be weak, strong, wealthy, poor, short, tall? There are things that seem to be defined already in heaven. So-and-so is going to be wealthy for 50 years of his life. As we know, we've discussed Midrashim that way. But this is talking on a daily basis. It seems that Tosfos is learning that there isn't a decree every day whether you'll be wealthy or poor. There's a general decree what type of life you're going to have, maybe for long periods of time. We know sometimes in heaven they decree 70 years at a time. And that's something we take into account in our prayers of Rosh Hashanah, because we know sometimes they make a decision for a long time. And Tosus is talking on a daily basis. Tosus says, that Gemara, it says heat and cold, the Gemara is saying there are places where the forces of nature play and you could protect yourself, that's where God doesn't interfere, on a daily basis. So Tosus is learning that these two Gemaras aren't arguing. Rashi elsewhere learns that they're arguing, but for now we're out of time, so we'll have to pick up here next time.
Do humans count as nature?